charges in the ketamine death of Friends star Matthew Perry. Attorneys for Dr. Mark Chavez says he will change his not guilty plea to guilty at a later date in a plea deal with prosecutors. ABC's Alex Stone is outside federal court.
He's looking at the potential of 10 years in prison, but making a deal with prosecutors to tell what he knows in this case. His attorney telling me that his client is remorseful, that his client realizes the impact that he had on the life of Matthew Perry, that he knows that he played a role in the death of Matthew Perry, and that he now wants to make it right.
Former President Trump rallying in Pennsylvania today. He'll head to Washington, D.C. later. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will also campaign in key swing states this holiday weekend. The FDA authorized the updated protein-based COVID vaccine from Novavax today. Last week, the agency approved the mRNA COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. This is
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Wisconsin Dells middle school counselor has been accused of having a sexual relationship with a student. According to the Wisconsin Dells Police Department, on August 23rd, the department received a complaint regarding an inappropriate relationship between a Wisconsin Dells school district employee and a student. During the investigation, it was determined that the 32-year-old Wisconsin Dells middle school counselor was having a sexual relationship with a juvenile student. The man was taken into custody without incident on Tuesday and is now facing tentative charges of second-degree sexual assault of a child and repeated acts of sexual assault of a child. Max FM News. I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It's after 5 p.m. on Friday night. Dave Grant with you. The weekend is here. Here's Poison on Max FM.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. She said, love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts through the wound heals, but the sky, that sky say. Instead of making love, we both made a several ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
'80s, '90s, and more.
Call me, 99.7 Max FM.
Inside and out, and love strange, surreal. Yeah.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday night. We had a chance to interview the Baraboo Theater Guild on their next production. Here that is. 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant with Autumn Elliott from the Baraboo Theater Guild. How are you doing today, Autumn?
Great. How are you doing today, Dave?
Doing fantastic. The Baraboo Theater Guild has a new production coming up in September. What can you tell me about that?
Well, this will be Baraboo Theater Guild's first all-children's musical production. I've got a great group of 36 kids, ages from 4th grade up to 8th grade, and it's called Junie B. Jones, Jr. the Musical.
So what is that show about? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. It's based off of the beloved book series by Barbara Park called Junie B. Jones. Junie B. Jones, there's two parts to it. We started with her kindergarten years, and then the musical is based actually off of her first grade years.
Okay, that is going to be fun. And you said 36 kids are going to be involved with this production? That is amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, it really surprised me. We originally weren't even sure if we'd have 30 kids audition, especially since it was our first year. But yeah, they just blew us away, and I couldn't say no to any of the kids. So I'm like, all 36, yes.
That is so awesome. And so it's the first time it's an all-kids production. So I know a lot of work goes into making this happen, right?
Oh, yes, it definitely does. And lots of people involved, too.
I can't even imagine. So we should probably talk about when the show is going to be. So when is the show and where is it?
So our show dates are September 20th through the 22nd. Friday and Saturday we'll have a 7 o'clock show, and Sunday is the 2 o'clock show. It will take place at Al Ringling Theater.
And if people want more information or they want to get tickets, where do they need to go to get those?
So there will be a link on Baraboo Theater Guild's website. But you can also visit Al Ringling's website to go to their Eventbrite page for tickets.
Fantastic. So again, that show is September 20th through the 22nd. We'll remind people about that as it gets closer as well, because this is going to be an awesome show. Now, I see we've got quite a few people in the studio with us today as well, don't we, Autumn?
So oh, yes.
We're going to introduce some of the cast to this production. So, Autumn, I'll let you kind of do the introductions with them, and then we'll see who these people are.
First, we have one of our brand new kids who had never auditioned before, Jackson.
Hi, Jackson.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
Jackson, who are you going to be in the show?
I'm going to be Sheldon Potts.
Awesome. Fantastic. Now, this is your first time ever doing one of these?
Yes.
Wow, that is amazing. Good job. We're proud of you. All right.
Thank you.
And so who else do we have with us today?
Next, we have Colleen.
Hi, Colleen. How are you today?
Good.
And who are you in the show?
I am Lucille.
Lucille. And is this your first production?
I have done other productions. I did one with Stage 3, and I've done some other day camps. But this is my first time with Baraboo Theater Guild.
Well, welcome. We're looking forward to seeing the show. And who else do we have with us today?
Next, we have Kalina. Now, little biased, but this is my youngest daughter. So
So hi, Kalina. How are you today?
Good.
And who are you in the show?
I'm playing That Grace.
Oh, fantastic. Now, are you a little bit nervous with having your mom in the with this as well?
No.
No, not at all? Okay. And is this your first show?
No, I've done other musicals with Baraboo Theater Guild.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, we're happy to have you there. And who else is with you today?
Then we have the amazing Miss Ava.
Hi, Miss Ava. How are you?
Fantastic.
And who are you in the show?
Junie B. Jones.
Oh, so you're the lead character in the show then. Now, I assume this is not your first show either then.
This is my second time with Baraboo Theater Guild, but I've been in a couple other.
Awesome. Now, are you nervous about being the lead role at all? I'm going to ask you that.
Kind of. It's just like a lot of responsibility, but I think I can do it.
I know you can do it, so you've got to be excited about that. And you have a great crew that's going to help you out with this as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now, also, we have someone else with us. I'm going to introduce who's been kind of behind the scenes here. We're not going to let her off the hook either, right?
And, of course, we have Miss May, who is also one of my daughters, but she's also our choreographer.
Well, hello, Miss May. How are you?
I'm doing grand. How are you doing, Dave?
I am doing great. Thank you for joining us today. So I assume this is not your first show.
Under no circumstance. this is my first show behind the scenes. I'm usually on stage, so my first ever choreographing gig.
Wow. So this is going to be a big difference for you. Is it going to be hard being behind there and not being actually on the stage?
It's a weird adjustment for me, but I am really excited to work with the kids. All of them have been super great. There's a lot of dancing involved in this show, so they've been taking it just super well and learning like no other. Their teachers are going to be so proud this year.
And they have 36 kids involved with this production. I need to say that again, because that's a very large production, and for your first time in doing choreography as well, you're going to be involved in that process.
Yes, there are 36 of them. Doing formations kind of makes me want to pull my hair out, but other than that, we've been doing so well, and they just, like I said, they're just so killer at this.
That is fantastic. So what is your favorite part of doing this? I have to ask you, because you've got experience with this, so what is your favorite part of this?
I think my favorite part of this production has been listening to the music. There's a lot of like kind of 50s theme to the actual music. So I've been able to, that's like my favorite era to dress in. So I've been able to put some 50s themed dancing in, and the kids will look at me a little weird to start with, but they just pick it up, and they've been having fun. I've been working on big smiles, all that.
And I saw you kind of coaching the kids here already, so I know you will do a fantastic job with
constantly.
This. Now, are you nervous? You got your mom involved in this. Are you nervous? I assume this is not your first go around working with your mom either.
This is not. We just did a show together not that long ago, and then we've been in other like musicals together. In the past, she's been my director before, but this is my first time like working with her backstage.
Well, good luck with that. I wish you well.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Now, Autumn, is there anything that we're missing? As we've been talking here, you've been kind of listening, so I know you've got to just be proud of having family in here, and all these young kids are being in this production as well.
Yes, I am extremely proud of all of the kids that have been a part of this, and I'm just very grateful for my production team of obviously Miss May and our music director, who's not here today, Miss Becca Klesmeyer. She's been amazing to work with. The kids have been great. We've got three full weeks down, and no, this is week four. We have week four, and we have 3 weeks to go, but we're going to put on a wonderful production. The only thing I could probably say to let everyone know, the show is only 1 hour long.
Okay.
And there's probably, what, 15, 16 songs that the kids sing?
In 1 hour. That's amazing.
Yep.
So you're not going to be there that long, so it's a perfect opportunity to see local theater in the historic Al Ringling Theater. Do you have any idea what the tickets are going to cost for this event?
Tickets are $10 plus the fees and taxes that the Ringling charges.
All right, so you can go over to the Al Ringling website to get those tickets. Again, the show is September 20th through the 22nd. This will be at the Al Ringling Theater. Real quick, Autumn, before you go, let's talk about a few of your upcoming shows here. I see that you have one in November as well, and that'll be at the Al Ringling Theater. And which one is that?
So that will be Baraboo Theater Guild's fall musical called Something Rotten. I can't say I know much on that one. I know it's a good combination of some Shakespeare and makes fun of some other musicals. So it should be a very fun show to see.
So that'll be November 7th through the 17th. And then we have a winter show. That'll be February 2025. And that is which one?
So that one is called Bells. And actually, that is one that I'll be directing also.
All right. And then there's one more that I just have to mention, because our good friend Ben Bromley is involved in this one. And I saw this as I was looking through things today. And which one is that going to be?
That is a brand new production written by Ben Bromley called Inconvenience Store.
And that'll be sometime next spring. There's still details being worked out on that. But our very own Ben Bromley wrote this. I'm excited for this. So we'll have to have all of you in here, and we'll have to have Ben in here at the same time.
That'll be great.
Oh, it'll be interesting. That's for sure. So I want to say thank you to all the kids that joined us today. You were all fantastic. We're looking forward to seeing this show. So again, that's September 20th through the 22nd. That's going to be at the historic Al Ringling Theater. Tickets are just $10. It's an hour-long show. And so anything else you want to add, Autumn?
Just come out and support these kids, because they are working so hard.
Yes, they are. And they have been working very hard here today. So congratulations, kids. 36 kids. That is awesome. So again, the show is September 20th through the 22nd at the Al Ringling Theater. Have a great day. This is Dave Grant with Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers won the first game of a day-night doubleheader, 5-4 over the Reds in 10 innings today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Willie Adames and William Contreras each homered to lead the 11-hit attack. The Brewers using six pitchers, capped off by Trevor McGill with the win, and Devin Williams with save number 7. Second game of that twin bill starts at 5:40 tonight. The football Badgers kick off their season at Camp Randall tonight, 8 p.m. kick time against Western Michigan. Badger coach Luke Fickell said they really don't know a lot about Western.
They got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. Does he stick in what the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns.
One other game involving a Big Ten team tonight is Michigan State playing host to Florida Atlantic. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
To be wrong with part-time love.
maximum. It's 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep our text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Get those requests ready now for Saturday, the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Here's Tom Cochran on Max FM.
Looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Then this is the road and these are the hills. From Moses
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Friday night. Knocking back a few beers this Labor Day weekend. If you really want to keep your chances of not getting sick, here's another option. Gator wine is a trending thing on social media. Yes, wine and Gatorade. There is a specific recipe, so don't go to tossing a lemon-lime Gatorade in with some Chardonnay. That would just be gross. The recipe is equal parts of blue Glacier Freeze Gatorade and any cheap red wine that's less than $12 a bottle. It blew up after a popular YouTube series called Binging with Babish did a taste test. The guy didn't love it, but said it was better than cheap wine on its own. They used Glacier Freeze Gatorade, like the recipe said, plus a cheap bottle of Barefoot Penny New York. You may not get sick, but at least you'll be hydrated, right? I don't know about this Gator wine. No, I am not going to even try that this weekend. I'll probably have some Gatorade because I'm golfing tomorrow, because that seems like a much better idea than having a bunch of alcohol on the golf course just based on what happened last weekend. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar, look at what it means by Starship on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's the 30th annual Baraboo River Rendezvous, a pre-1840 fur trade reenactment Labor Day weekend. This will be Friday, August 30th through Sunday the 1st from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's at Spirit Point on Mill Race Drive in Baraboo. Come enjoy the 1800-style food, games. We'll have demonstrations, competitions, as well as live music. You can check out their Facebook page for all the details. Again, this will be Labor Day weekend, Friday the 30th through September 1st, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., Spirit Point, Mill Race Drive in Baraboo. And it's time once again for the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw. The event will feature a parade, stages for entertainment, arts and crafts, food booths, a 5K and 10K run, and so much more. This will all be happening at Marion Park in Prairie du Sac. You can get all the details at wiscowchip.com, W-I-S-cowchip.com. Friday events will include live music from 5 until 9, the corporate throw at 5:30. Then on Saturday, it's the big day of events, food court open all day long. The 5K and 10K will start the day. Then the cow chip breakfast. You've got the farmer's market, a petting zoo, volleyball tournament, again, arts and crafts, so many events taking place. And the official Wisconsin State adult and team cow chip throw will begin at 1 p.m. All the details, again, can be found at wiscowchip.com.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. 50% savings at a quality float spa in Lake Delton. Feeling the pressure of life's demands? Let it go and float your worries away. A quality float spa offers a unique experience designed to reduce inflammation, relieve stress, and ease pain. Enjoy a private pond filled with salt water and relax to soothing music or peaceful silence. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $90 float gift certificates for just $45 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day, more sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79.
99.7 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Raise a little thing.